Hello everyone. Hugh Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member. And in this segment, I'm going to be going over a data visualization, an interesting data visualization regarding health data. And the purpose here is to not focus on globally, more so focus on the United States. So let's go ahead and get started. This is a well-known data set. I've actually been a part of writing peer-reviewed scholarly research papers that have been published in Lancet. The name of the group is Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. So the way that you get to this is type in the URL health data dot org. So once you click on healthdata.org, then you look at research and analysis. Just go through some of these menu items because there are so many different maps that you can do. So what we're going to do, we're not going to go into research and analysis. We're going to use data tools and practices. So let's go downward and then go to interactive data visuals. When you get to the interactive data visuals, what you can do is go through and look at these maps. However, again, remember, we're looking at the United States only. So to do so, what you can get to is the interactive map right here. And then once you're in the interactive map, you can actually do a search. So you can explore all data visuals and then do a search here. So just to show this again, this is where we left off. So go into the interactive data visualization and then go to search. And what you're looking for really is a health map. And this is already filled in. So search for the health map and let's take a look if we can browse through some of the maps that appear once you do your search. Since there's so many interactive variables sometimes and maps, sometimes this takes a while. Here it is. So let's look at some of the visuals that are here. There's tracking personal health care spending in the US. There's a lot of things, maternal health, child health, and at the end, what you'll see is a map that shows you the US health map. You can click on this directly and then open data visual. And once you have this open, then you can toggle around the year. Right now it's 2019. You can go down to 2012. And this is at the level of the county, and you can actually increase the granularity of this map by changing this, some of the age and the gender, and a lot of different things. So there's a lot of features in here that I recommend that you kind of play around with and see what is most optimal for what you're looking for. Now, there's other ways to get to this map. However, I would recommend using the method that I have gone over in this video. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.